Happy Saturday morning and welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. I'm Chet Baker. Down the line through Google Meets, it is the coach, John Spezia.
Good morning, Chad. How's everything in the blustery state of Illinois?
You know, it's not too bad here. We've got pretty nice weather, got some sunshine, got some rain this week, finally. That's been fun. Harvest is in full effect. Football is about halfway done with the regular season. In fact, we just crossed a halfway point last night, and I tell you, you know, we are full force getting ready to head into October here. Hard to believe that we've already got, what, 6 weeks, 7 weeks down in the school year. It seems like we should be starting summer vacation. That's how quick time is going.
I'm on vacation.
You're on permanent vacation, seemingly. Definitely enjoying it, it looks like. We got a different view of Coach this week, and at some point in time, we may end up working out an opportunity to get video, but it looks like it's maybe so warm that you're enjoying the comforts of a ceiling fan right there.
Ceiling fan, and usually in the morning like this, I don't put a shirt on, and I'm in shorts, and I do all my computer work and all that stuff, and then after that, then I'm off to swimming or practice or something.
The Sports Connection is a warts and all show. I'm telling you, that's the view that I have.
Well, we may have to do one.
I'm going to have to go shirtless into the show now just to see this thing through. I wonder if there's maybe a mystique to what you're doing.
Well, hopefully, maybe we'll do one of those like we did last year by the pool and someplace a little bit different. We'll see. Well, we may have to do one.
I'm going to have to go shirtless into the show now just to see this thing through. I wonder if there's maybe a mystique to what you're doing.
Well, hopefully, maybe we'll do one of those like we did last year by the pool and someplace a little bit different. We'll see how it all works out.
Absolutely.
It's great because I'm a technology challenge to start with, but I got a laptop, a iPhone and a tablet now.
Configuration a little different. I'm not a big fan of where some of the button placements are on that, because when I'm around, I'm trying to cut and paste or trying to post on X with the scores of the games. It can be chaos and it can unravel. So I have this system where I pre-make the post, so where all I do is put in the score whenever I'm posting on X at the end of the quarters, if I'm thinking about it. And I have a draft in my email that I copy from, because I'm still not well-versed with the differences between Chromebook and other laptops and other devices. So, it's nice that it's a smaller laptop that doesn't take up a lot of the space. As you know, when we set up for these games, we may not have ample amount of booth space or ample amount of desk space at some of these venues. And so wherever we can kind of decrease the amount of stuff on the table is always welcome.
Well, I can remember when some of the other radio stations, they had a big marketing tower and they get up on top of a roof and put it up. And yeah, things have changed a little bit, Chad.
That they have. Well, I want to thank our sponsors for supporting sports here on WITY and the Saturday Sports Connection. They are our presenting sponsor, Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Our good friends at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. Country financial agent Dustin Ehler. If you didn't get a chance to hear him on Down on the Farm, on coming up over in the western part of the county. We want to also thank the good folks at Latos Hardware in Westville. For all those hard-to-find items, visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi. OSF Healthcare, visit osfhealthcare.org. And, of course, from primary care to on-call care to cancer care, all here in the Danville area. and our good buddies over at UHAS Diagnostics, just off of exit 210. Take the trek back east on 150 and hit that frontage road off of Henning on the south frontage road, I should say. Backtrack, they are your newest Napa heavy duty truck care center. And they of course got all kinds of services there, from golf carts to trucks to, I think they do snowmobiles too. I don't know. There's a whole list. I don't have time to list them all. We'd be here all day, but good to have them on board. We have an interesting night of football to talk about, Coach.
Yes, you have. The Westfield Tigers are just rolling.
That's
a big score for them.
They are. They took it to Oakwood on Oakwood's homecoming night last night. 63-28 in the game, heard here and archived on our website at WITYradio.com. Easton Bolin, the quarterback for Westfield, 6-9 passing, 78 yards, 2 touchdowns passing. Added 73 yards rushing, 6 carries, and 2 touchdowns there. Here's what Easton had to say after the game.
Here at Oakwood High School, where this game has just concluded, and I'm talking to the boss of the week. It is Easton Bolin, Jr., quarterback for the Westfield Tigers. Congratulations, big game tonight.
Thank you.
So what was the key? Because, yeah.
Line, all day. Our line is great.
Every season I've seen Westfield play over the...
Thank you.
So what was the key? Because, yeah.
Line, all day. Our line is great.
Every season I've seen Westfield play over the years, that line has been the key. But this line looks like it might even be better.
Yes, sir. They're big and fast. They're great.
How much fun do you have back there with so many great, talented, skill players?
Always. Every game's a great time.
2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns. I think I saw you over by the concession stand selling popcorn at halftime, young man. You had a big game.
Thank you.
So what is the biggest problem that you have as a quarterback trying to read a defense like this? Because this Oakwood team, man, they can hit.
Yeah, they were definitely good. It's just you got to pick your holes and you got to run fast always.
You guys have put up a lot of points this year, and it's always hard to read in this division because there's such a big difference between the best teams and the lower teams. How good are you going to be?
I think we're pretty good.
Do you think this is, come playoff time, a team that can show that they're not just the best here in this conference?
Yes, sir. I definitely believe in us.
Well, congratulations. You are the boss of the week. You had a big game. Congratulations. Go celebrate with your team.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks to Dennis Michelson, and color commentator from last night on that game, for talking with our Ross's boss of the week, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. And Easton now got to... accolades as well. His team's 5-0, playoff eligible. Oakwood now find themselves in a 2-game winning streak after starting, or 2-game losing streak, excuse me, after starting the season 3-0. And all of a sudden, whereas 2 weeks ago we didn't have a middle part of this conference, Coach, we've now got a middle with Oakwood 3-2, Salt Fork 3-2, BHRA 3-2, all behind the two undefeated teams, Westville and Clifton Central. And, right now, Westville looks like they are running on all cylinders.
Well, they are. And you've got experience. One thing about Coach Goodlove's teams, they spend a ton of time with their interior linemen, both defensive and offensive. And I was in July and saw some of the things they do practice-wise and some of the equipment they have to make these guys much quicker and stronger. And I'm not seeing too many high school teams have the equipment they have. Of course, they play on AstroTurf and they have unbelievable facilities. But I was amazed at some of the things they had. So the old blocking sleds, I mean, they have stuff that college guys have. And that's, they're almost like a small college, the whole campus and everything else.
Yeah. And as you've said it, Dennis said it, I've said it before, we've talked about it on broadcast. Line play, and we may have seen the two best lines in the entire conference last night, but it shows as far as having it all gel together and having that experience, Westville light years ahead of where Oakwood is. Oakwood's got the physical strength, they've got the ability, but I think there's a little bit of difference in the amount of I don't know how best way of describing it, you know, how they congeal together, you know, that they gel together and create a team, that camaraderie that the Westville line has on both sides. Everybody knows where he needs to go.
Well, as I said, the amount of equipment they have, plus the coaches have all been there for a while. They know Coach Goodlove's philosophy. They know I'm in the struggles where I know the line coach is also does the strength and conditioning. That's the one up on everybody. You always have to have, when you're coaching, what is your edge? And I always say this, what's the edge do you have? Is it facilities? Is it what you have down your lower systems? Example would be like Joe Brazos in baseball. He controls the junior high and the high school. They do the same thing with softball. So I think what you have, they have the edge. They have facilities. They got the equipment. They got experienced coaches that have been together for a while. Mm-hmm. And all those stack up to be very successful. And you then, you know, those seasons where they started off 0-3 last year, if you remember. Right? Mm-hmm. They righted the ship, and now all those guys are back, and they're leading the league. And I would guess, like everybody else, playoff-wise, they're depending on where they go. And they've got the playoff experience, and they got a head coach that's, you know, has gotten second twice. Mm-hmm. So those all have a lot to do with the edge, I call it, that you have to have to be very successful. Most was there, you know. Coaches Lee is getting there. He's been there 3-4 years. He's a former NFL player, line coach. So, I mean, those guys. That's if you've been a player and you have a certain position you played, you're going to be more in tune to what that particular spot is, or whatever it is. If you're a quarterback, your quarterbacks and receivers are doing pretty good. If you're a line coach or a former lineman, your defensive line and your offensive line are usually going to be pretty good because you've been in the trenches with all those guys as a player at the high school level of college. So,
yeah.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Nope. And they are 5-0, Westville is. We mentioned the nucleus of 3-2 teams. BHRA knocks off Salt Fork last night, 19-3.
That's a surprise. I was a little surprised by that score.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like BHRA is riding the ship a little bit. Apparently new coach at Salt Fork, and he's going through a learning process. I don't care how you cut it or slice it, when you have not been that position, it's a learning experience. And obviously you have the veteran coach in Dodd. I mean, he's just he's going to win games just because where he's been.
Yeah. Isaac Cahill for them to William Runyon. 3 touchdowns between the two on 6 receptions for Runyon. They are now 2-3. Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac, the lone winless team in the conference. They sit at 0-5.
Well, Georgetown, you mean Georgetown, there was a run there where they were starting to win games, period.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's a young coach, new system, and enthusiasm. He's brought that some of those kids during COVID left and went to Northern Maine or whatever may be the case. He seems to ride the ship a little bit. Is it going to be great right now? It's improvement, and that's what he's got.
Absolutely. Clifton Central pounds Watseka 67-20. That sets up an undefeated match next week at Westville for Clifton Central and Westville, likely for the conference crown at this point. Moments.
That should be a dandy. I'm just sad I got to be here. I'll see if I can catch it online. But I was there when they had a couple of years ago, and they had all the penalties and all that stuff, and West would come out ahead on that one. But this might be a new one, and I'm not. This should be a smash mouth football. If they have any kind of line work like Guy Goodlove's teams, that'll be an interesting matchup.
Absolutely. Moments winner last night over Iroquois West by a count of 28-7. That sets up the Vermilion Valley Conference. We mentioned the two undefeated teams at the top. We got the band of 3-2 teams. And you have Georgetown Ridge Farm, Chrisman, Moments, each 2 and 3. Iroquois West and Watsika, 1 and 4. And Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac, 0 and 5. Danville lost to Crete Monee last night, 51.
A line work like Guy Goodloe's teams. So it'll be an interesting matchup.
Absolutely. Moments winner last night over Iroquois West by a count of 28-7. That sets up the Vermilion Valley Conference. We mentioned the two undefeated teams at the top. We got the band of 3 and 2 teams. And you have Georgetown Ridge Farm, Chrisman, Moments, each 2 and 3. Iroquois West and Watsika, 1 and 4. And Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac, 0 and 5. Danville lost to Crete Monee last night, 51-0. You had Mount Carmel over Paris, 27-6 for Mount Carmel. River Dasher, great name. 20 carries, 184 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also went 7 of 8 passing for 103 yards and a touchdown.
Is that down in the pit?
That was down in the pit. Yep, snake pit. You had St. Joe Ogden bouncing back. Big win over Rantoul, 49-14. Cody McKinney, 14 of 15, 200 yards, 4 touchdowns. In the victory for the Spartans there and to bounce back from their loss last week to Unity. Speaking of Unity, Dane Eisenminger back at it again. They pound Pontiac 47-7, 15 of 19 passing, 281. Each of those teams 4-1 with only Central Catholic up above them at an undefeated 5-0 clip. Tuscola is a winner over PBL last night, 20-14. John Petrie, the quarterback for Tuscola, 11-15 passing, 163 yards and a TD. The game for Villa Grove Tri-County got moved to today due to not being able to get the officials lined up. Over on the Indiana side, a good one between Attica and North Vermilion. Attica winning 26-20. Lucas Griffiths for Attica, 19 carries, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion in the win there.
How many wins does Attica have now?
Let me check here. I believe that is, number 2 on the season. So they're 2-4.
Well, there was another school that struggled there for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And then North Vermilion's 0-6 on the year. Seeger pounds Fountain Central 31-14. That is a 5-1 over a 2-4. Riverton Park all over South Vermilion 61-6. First milk can for Riverton Park since 1996. Colette Sanders. I'm going to go with Colette Sanders. 2 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns in the victory there. Riverton Park, first time in school history, sitting at 6-0. You've got Park Heritage over Covington, 28-15. Sawyer Monick. Passing touchdown, rushing touchdown, and a 2-point conversion pass in the win there. And Benton Central, today you got that Tri-County Villa Grove game. You got Milford hosting Pawnee in 8-man action. Girls flag football last week was Danville over Urbana, 54-12. You got the Danville flag football jamboree today with the Lady Vikings taking on Urbana and Peoria Emanuel. There's a whole host of teams. I think I retweeted that on X if you want to go back and look at the graphic that has the entire schedule on it. Cross country. Coach, last weekend, lots of meets. You had Tuscola Classic with a Unity winning the boys' side, Shelbyville winning the girls' side. Unity placed third there. Paris Hoopston area, Heritage, PBL, Villa Grove, all part of that meet. All the invites won by Heron on the boys' side. La Salette would place third in that meet. And you had Rantoul placing 12th in both the boys and girls meet at that one. Big one over at Peoria, the Richard Spring Notre Dame invite. Tons of teams tell you how good it is. St. Joe Ogden placed 55th in boys. Oakwood was 69th in boys and then 55th in girls. New Prairie invite in Indiana. Attica had 26th place showing in the boys A race. You had Benton Central in the 2A race. They placed 16th. Fountain Central had a fair showing at the Green Castle Tiger Cub invite. You had a Heritage Homer Lake meet this week. Paris won the boys meet. Girls won, or only girls team that completed the race was Armstrong Potomac. Everybody else had individuals. North Vermilion invite. La Salette picks up a win. This is the time of year, Coach, as you well know, having a front row seat to that for a few years, that because they start their season later, they come in later. This is really that time of year, just a couple of weeks before that late October postseason for cross country, where all things are gelling for La Salette cross country team.
Well, they've gone to the philosophy of just running once a week and saving their legs and training to be ready for that. They've changed their philosophy with how they weren't trying to go to every meet during the week and so forth. So, and it's proven for them. It's obviously been very successful.
On the slate today for cross country, St. Joe Ogden Spartan Classic, Armstrong Potomac BHRA CGRF, La Salette, Oakwood, PBL, Salt Fork, Unity, and Seeger, all part of that. Greenville invite today for Danville. Heritage of Villa Grove are at the Cerro Gordo Bement invite. Hoopston area, Iroquois West, Rantoul, Watsika at the Hersher invite. And Attica and Fountain Central, along with Benton Central, at the Bison Stampede today. Upcoming this week, you've got all the teams that were at that Hersher invite are going to be at the El Paso Gridley invite as well. You have Covington hosting Attica and North Vermilion for Triangular. River to Park hosting South Vermilion and West Vigo. You'll have Robinson invite for Paris and Tri-County, Fountain Central and South Newton at Seeger, and Heritage at Monticello. Light slate this week and next weekend for cross country. It looks like, I believe, usually there's one of those weekends or two of those weekends in the middle of the season where you mentioned it, Coach. Some of these teams maybe take the weekend off, try to kind of recoup, get healthy, transition kind of their goals from running in hot and warmer weather to pivoting towards colder weather. I know that some of your more finely tuned athletes have a whole system of how they prep for that. And we're going to be coming down to the nitty gritty of that. I believe that's mid to late October whenever that season wraps up there. We've got boys and girls soccer action. On the boys' side, they're again St. Joe Ogden top. Ranked in state, had a big week, knocking off Illinois Valley Central. They pounded Unity 7-0. And coming up, Bridge Farm Westville hosting First Baptist Christian. That's coming up this week. Also, Unity and Fisher GCMS. That Fisher squad's not too bad. You know, I think they do some damage out there on the soccer field. Oakwood Salt Fork's got a trip up north to take on Iroquois West, as does Watsika. That's actually over for them, not up. And of course, big rivalry meet this week. Oakwood Salt Fork hosting Georgetown Ridge Farm Westville over at the Oakwood Grade School. So that's what you can anticipate soccer-wise this week. Girls soccer, you had Benton Central has had a kind of an up-and-down week there. They were participating in that Hoosier Conference tournament. They had a game that was suspended due to lightning. Hamilton Heights ended up winning that game. Then it was a draw that led to penalty kicks. Tipton winning over Benton Central in the penalty kick section. That's conference tournaments. Girls soccer. You had Benton Central has had a have an up-and-down week there. They were participating in that Hoosier Conference tournament. They had a game that was suspended due to lightning. Hamilton Heights ended up winning that game. Then it was a draw that led to penalty kicks. Tipton winning over Benton Central in the penalty kick section. That's conference tournaments rounding out. I believe Benton Central, if they're not in the consolation bracket or if they're done, they may be done. But then we transition this upcoming week. Central will be at that. When we come back, we'll hear Tim Dittman from OSF for healthcare or health news you can use, sports and wellness edition. We'll dive into all the other sports when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County.
I'm Alex Silvario. An upset in the top 10 in college football. Eighth-ranked Florida State goes into double overtime with unranked Virginia on the road, and Thomas Castellanos throws an interception on fourth down. Virginia pulls the upset over Florida State, 46-38 the final in two overtimes. Chandler Morris, 26-35, 229 passing yards, two touchdowns in the air, three on the ground. ESPN's Chris Button with Virginia head coach Tony Elliott.
Signature win under your era here. What made this possible?
God be the glory. Hey, this man here, the staff, the players, they believe, the fans showed up, but the glory goes to God.
Also on Saturday, 24th-ranked TCU goes down on the road at Arizona State. Sun Devils trailed 17-10 in the second quarter, come back to win it 27-24. Sun Devils score 10 points in the final 2 minutes, ninth straight win for Arizona State. Red Sox are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2021. Seidan Rafaela with a walk-off RBI triple to give the Red Sox a 4-3 win over the Detroit Tigers to clinch the playoff spot for Boston. Meanwhile, the Tigers trying to stay alive in the AL Central race. Cleveland Guardians tied with Detroit despite being 15.5 back at one point during the season. Cleveland, though, loses their second straight to Texas 7-3. AL Central still tied with two games left to play. Astros needing a win and needing some help. They got the help, but not the win. Mike Trout with a solo home run in the eighth inning gave the LA Angels a 4-3 win over Houston, putting the Astros in must-win territory for the final two games of the season. Nafisa Collier suffers an injury late in the fourth quarter as the Minnesota Lynx find themselves on the brink of elimination, falling to the Phoenix Mercury 84-76 in game three of their best-of-five WNBA playoff series. The Mercury now up 2-1 with a game four on Sunday in Phoenix. Also on Friday, the Las Vegas Aces, a win away from the WNBA Finals. They beat the Indiana Fever 84-72 in Game 3. Jackie Young scoring 25 points in the win. Asia Wilson added 13 points and 8 rebounds for Las Vegas. Game 4 is on Sunday.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling into the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook. UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open my
scoops and bags for falling leaves, and shears and saws for branches. Squirrel away fallen nuts with our easy-to-use nut gatherers. I haven't been able to catch a squirrel, but you can catch everything you need for fall at Latos Hardware in Westville. Keep up with my weekly deals on Facebook. Latos Hardware, where we do it best.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app, courtesy of Surf Pro Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back. With you, diving into boys and girls golf. Boys invites this week. You had Westfield last weekend. Casey Westfield wins that one. Hoopston area plays second. You had nice round for BHRA against Westfield and Oakwood. They shot 162. Westfield was 184, Oakwood 220. Hoopston area had a round of 169 in a meet that included Clifton Central St. Anne, which was six strokes back. Georgetown Ridge Farm and Heritage also part of that meet. Iroquois County meet won by Iroquois West. He had Salt Fork defeating Villa Grove in a head-to-head. Lincolnshire Sam Wells tournament won by championship goes to Olney. Vermilion Valley Conference Championship, it was a three-way tie. At the top, the tiebreaker is the fifth golfer. Well, that meant Westfield won. They all three, the Westfield, BHRA, and Hoopston area all shot 342. So that was there again, a really competitive meet. And then you had Salt Fork, which was just five strokes back. Armstrong Potomac shot 362, good for fifth. So that's pretty interesting considering how many of these teams are still very much in their infancy, the competition there. But Dustin Simpson and his squad, old pros there, being able to pull out the tiebreaker. Lincoln Prairie Conference meet this week was won by Arcola. Included Villa Grove, who placed fourth. Heritage placed fifth. Tri-County was eighth, I believe. Yeah. Did not get any updates on the Stan Atkins invite yesterday from Paris or Danville. They were supposed to be part of that. Nothing today. This upcoming week, the boys' golf and girls' golf winding down. You've got a couple of meets. You have Milford hosting Donovan, Illinois Lutheran, Oakwood, and Hoopston area. Heritage is at Blue Ridge on the boys' side. And then the regional start next weekend towards the end of the week for boys' golf. Girls' golf, same thing. They've got regional started coming up at the end of the week. Westfield and Watseka will get together prior to that. Today you've got the IHSAA girls' golf regionals. And from last week, Stan Atkins invite yesterday from Paris or Danville. They were supposed to be part of that. Nothing today. This upcoming week, the boys golf and girls golf winding down. You've got a couple of meets. You have Milford hosting Donovan, Illinois Lutheran, Oakwood, and Hoopston area. Heritage is at Blue Ridge on the boys side. And then the regional start next weekend towards the end of the week for boys golf. Girls golf, same thing. They've got regional started coming up at the end of the week. Westfield and Watseka will get together prior to that. Today, you've got the IHSAA Girls Golf Regionals. And from last weekend, you had Western Boone, Southmont, and Covington all advancing from the Attica sectional. No individuals locally part of that. Four in their meets earlier in the week. Illini Prairie Conference Tournament won by Monticello. Lincoln Prairie Conference Tournament won by Sullivan. Vermilion Valley Conference meet won by Iroquois West. So that's where boys and girls golf is rounding out in their seasons very, very quickly here. You've got, let's see here, boys tennis up next. And yeah, Benton Central have a good Hoosier Conference tournament last weekend. Landon Hardebeck placed third in number one singles. Luke Buchanan placed second in number two singles. Senesak and Sloninger placed second in number one doubles. And Tolan and Gallada placed second in number two doubles. They've had a pretty good year, though. They've knocked off Seeger. They knocked off Delphi this past week in boys tennis action. And you had other teams. Covington a win over Tri-West. Greencastle shut down Fountain Central. You had Northview over South Vermilion this past week. Seegers had a couple close ones, losing to McCutcheon and Benton Central themselves. And then, see here. Do I got anything today? I do have the Fountain Center Wabash River Conference Tournament getting underway at Fountain Central. Fountain Central, Seeger, South Vermilion, all part of that. That will continue into the week. And then they got IHS AA sectionals for boys tennis coming up. Girls tennis, they will have, last weekend you had Danville at the Dunlap Invite. This Danville squad starting to warm up. They had, of course, some growing pains earlier in the year, but firing on all cylinders behind Anna Haupt and Samantha Brown right now. Anna finished second at the Dunlap Invite, losing to Anna Yu of Dunlap. Then you had Samantha Brown placing third at number two singles. And then you had the doubles teams of Morgan and Beyer, Hess and Moorer, as well as Skaggs and Underwood, all placing within the top three of their respective rounds. Paris doubles tournament won by Tatopoulos this past week. Paris would place third in that meet, but then bounce back and knock off Casey Westfield. They would defeat Mount Carmel. You had Danville knocking off Centennial. You had St. Joe Ogden, a winner over St. Teresa. And Watsika had a little tougher week. They would lose to Muhammad Seymour 8-1. Girls tennis this upcoming week. You got a little bit today. Danville hosting Normal West and Chatham Glenwood. St. Joe Ogden at Centennial this upcoming week. You've got Danville at Champaign Central, Paris at Alney, Urbana at St. Joe Ogden, Southland Prep at Watsika. Danville will host Bloomington later in the week. Paris at Newton, St. Joe Ogden will host Watsika. Watsika will also travel to St. Thomas More and Danville to Bloomington Invite. High school volleyball action. Yesterday, Sista Park got their first loss of the year. They had to go against a big school to do it, though, too. They lose to Bolingbrook at the Champaign Central September Invite, play on words there, and it was after Lady Timberwolves knocked off Rochester.
Well, anytime it looks like, you know, they're after to win the state championship. I think last year they got third, year before they got fourth, so they're after to win the championship. And figured by playing tougher competition and pushing the girls, that's his motive of doing what he's doing.
Well, and that's what you got to do whenever you feel maybe like your competition is a little, I won't say beneath you, but, you know, you're looking for that challenge. You're looking for that championship level competition during the regular season. And what better matchup, a team that's going to have some depth to it, that's going to keep coming at you. I would imagine Bolingbrook probably presents that unique situation here in season for a team like Sista Park.
Exactly. I mean, they're probably 4A or 5A school, it's really good adventure. And sometimes by winning those games fairly easy in your league, then it comes to tight situations when you've got to go to in a championship or tournament play. Mm-hmm. You're not used to that. So this is a learning experience for them. I'm very positive.
September, let's see here, going through here, Georgetown Ridge Farm. One out at the Blue Ridge Tournament last weekend. Unity went 1-2 at the St. Anthony Invite. You had Westfield going 1-1 at New Berlin. You had Seeger going 2-0 at their host invite. Benton Central split at the Bulldog Challenge. You had Covington going 2-2 at the Lafayette Jeff Tournament. The Crispus Attucks Invite. Riverton Park goes 3-1 and wins the championship. You had wins this week. There again, I Salt Fork, as good as they've has started off, they've had some struggles here lately on the volleyball court. You have St. Joe Ogden, which is seemingly, you know, always one of the better programs in the area. They've had a little bit of a lackluster year here as well. Today, you've got the Watsika Invite, Watsika, Iroquois West, Milford, Danville, all part of that. You've got Hudsonville Palestine Tournament for Chrisman at Salt Fork, Sista Park once again at that September invite over at Champaign Central. You have Unity at the Reed Custer Lady Warrior Classic. Bi-County happening today over on the Indiana side. Benton Central at Crown Point Varsity, and then Park Heritage and South Vermilion's at the Greencastle invite. Earlier we saw that Sista Park had knocked off Westville. They defeated them in straight sets. So there again, you talk about those challenges there. Sista Park finding that a little bit out of conference there, and especially in a tournament where you're maybe bouncing around, you're getting a couple games in, you may be a little bit more vulnerable to a loss in those situations. But Definitely, as we mentioned, a great litmus test for that Timberwolves volleyball program. We've got coming up this week big matchups. You have Armstrong Potomac at PHRA coming up this week. You'll have let's see here. Scrolling down the list here, St. Joe Ogden will host Monticello. Benton Central at Logansport. You'll have River to Park hosting West Vigo. Sister Park travels to St. Joe Ogden. You've got Salt Fork at Paris, BHRA at Watseka. You've got Iroquois West at Armstrong Potomac. Maybe Trojans a little leg up there on that. Sister Park at Hoopston, Harry Oakwood at Georgetown Ridge Farm. A lot of, again, in-conference meets coming up here this week in high school volleyball. We are up against our good buddy Tim Dittman with OSF Sports and Wellness. We'll take a break.
Hey, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. With football season comes an increased awareness of concussions. If you remember one piece of advice, it's this. Don't just shake it off if you hit your head, whether that's in sports or just around the house. Kelly Bogowith is a physical therapist at OSF.
All concussions are a form of at least mild traumatic brain injury, so it is important to make sure that you get assessed and also ensure that you're not playing sports later that same day. And a provider can give you education with how long you should be sitting out from sports and other physical activities as well. And that might even include work. Sometimes with concussions, we may not have symptoms for hours to even weeks afterwards. So it's important to get checked out by, you know, your physician or urgent care or emergency department, athletic trainer, depending on your setting. But it's not something to shake off. And it can be especially important to not have a second concussion, because that can be very dangerous and even deadly.
Every concussion patient gets a tailored recovery plan. That can include speech therapy, says OSF speech-language pathologist Ashley Brim.
It can range from working on targeting problem-solving skills, so either really basic problem-solving all the way up to reading paragraphs of information and trying to figure out important information that most of the time people don't think about. We can just read it and figure it out. But when you have a concussion and that is impacting you, it makes it 10 times more difficult. We work on a lot of memory tasks, exercises for working on memorizing word lists, figuring out different ways to help the patient memorize things better, be it with associations. So they associate the word to something else, and then they use those associations to be able to remember what has been said to them, and chaining it all together.
What pros like Bogowith and Brim don't want you to do? Disregard your plan and rely solely on pills. That's Healthcare News You Can Use, a Sports and Wellness Edition for this week. I'm Tim Dittman for OSF Healthcare. You can get a podcast of this program at WITYradio.com, and you can learn more about OSF at OSFHealthcare.org.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Dittman with OSF with Health News You Can Use, Sports and Wellness Edition. And of course, if you missed that or want to go back and hear that, not only is it autonomous under the OSF page on our website, but it will be on the playback for Saturday Sports Connection. We'll take a break. When we come back, me and Coach will break down DAC sports for the week and get into some other items when the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of ServPro of Vermilion County.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app, courtesy of Surf Pro of Vermilion County. One programming reminder moving forward, we've got Thursday night football for your OSF game of the week this week. It'll be Oakwood, not Oakwood, Salt Fork. I'm getting soccer on the brain now. It'll be Oakwood at Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac. That will be a 6:30 State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame, 7 p.m. kickoff this Thursday night from Hoopston on all of our platforms. We got a couple things to toss out there here. First of all, bass fishing. Yes, bass fishing happened this last weekend. It went under the radar, but the Lincoln Prairie Conference tournament won by Okaw Valley. They had 8.73 pounds. That was about a half a pound better than what ALAH did for second place. Tri-County was third. However, their weight was unknown on that tournament there. What else am I missing here? I've got DAC Sports here. Danville area volleyball. Yeah, they lost to Hawkeye in three sets, knocked off Lake Michigan in four, and then lost to Lincoln Land in three. College volleyball, I don't know. I don't have anything coming up for college volleyball. So at least nothing on my slate anyway. College baseball, they're still doing fall baseball. They had games against McHenry and Three Rivers as well as St. Xavier. They've met Southwestern Illinois and Kaskaskia. Of course, no scores kept for fall ball. They just get out there and try to scrimmage some of these other colleges and get together and see what they have. Olney will be coming to Danville for a baseball game coming up this week. Softball, same way. Danville area at McKendree this past week, trying to work on Ball State. They have they're at Purdue Northwest today for girls softball, or women's softball, as it were. And then men's and women's college golf. Danville area at the Battle of Mississippi in Sherrard. Women's at Rose Holman. They had men's golf. You had the DAC Jags place fifth at their own area fall invite this past week. Will Seaman led the way with a 6 over 148, good for 11th overall. We have cross-country coach, college cross-country. Danville area placed 13th in the men at the John McNichols meet last weekend in Terre Haute. The women did not have a team score. I think they just have just the one runner, Addison Hensold. They would be at the Heartland CC invite as well. Danville area as a team placed 6th on the men's. Individually, Addison Hensold in the women's meet placed 29th. So that's kind of where it's at for DAC Sports here for the week. What else do we got, Coach? We want to, of course, mention our thoughts and prayers. We've said it a couple times here that with the family of Gary Gritton, the Danville area athletic director, passing away this week. And I just know that even though my verbal interactions with Gary was pretty limited, I got that air of class from him in our email exchanges, and he's definitely going to be a force that's going to be missed.
How many lives you impact, and that's the loss, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, there again, our thoughts with his wife, his children, and of course all his extended family, all the lives he touched. You know, I mean, it's been, I think, a crazy year for everyone, you know, in the sense that we have so many things that are going on. You know, I know I personally have had a lot of loss this year, and I've ran into a lot of people that have had that as well. It's just been a, It just seems that at some point, you know, it's pretty heavy. You know, you carry it with you, and you know, it's just a reminder. It's good to grieve. You know, it's good to grieve in situations like that, and you know, everybody's grief looks differently. That's a big reminder I think people need to take away. You know, and it's not something that just happens one day, you know. I mean, healing takes time. I don't have really any. Do I have? I don't know if I have anything else here. Ned Weitzel Field and Waylon Young Athletic Conference. Complex. I'm to the point where I can't even talk. I just need to give up. I just need to give up at this point. So there again, let's tie up here last couple of minutes, Coach, unless if you have something here. Right now we've got two teams in the VVC that are playoff eligible, 5-0. They can clinch. The winner of next week's game is going to clinch outright first. And definitely be in the driver's seat for the conference crown. Right now behind them, you know, it's an interesting boat. You've got those 3-2 teams. Who do you see right now between BHRA, Salt Fork, and Oakwood that pushes themselves a little bit ahead? Maybe one of those teams we're looking at right now, 3-2, they may not make the playoffs.
Well, that could be, you know, 5-4 usually gets you in the playoffs, 6-3. And I think out of those three, somebody's going to be 5-4, somebody's going to be 6-3, and somebody's going to be 4-5.
Yeah.
That's just how it filters out, depending on the schedule.
I mean, there is always that outside chance that you get all of them in, but even then, at what cost? You know, a 5-4, you're going to get in, you're going to travel. You're likely going to travel far. As we saw the last couple of years, the VVC does not get those favorable assignments as a 5-4 team. You either run into a local powerhouse or you end up having to travel a little farther away and, you know, put strain on your fan base to get there.
I've always been a great believer in what Indiana does. Everybody's in the playoffs, and you know, you do exactly what they do. And I think it cuts down travel, cuts down all the stuff you got to go through. So, but I don't make the decisions. It's, yeah, I just say.
Oh,
so.
Sure. So there's that. We got about 30 seconds, Coach. USC and Illinois today. Little different field than what you would typically see in their past as Rose Bowl opponents. And of course, you know, Illinois coming off a big loss last weekend.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they bounce back. And they've had some injuries and so forth. And that's what people don't understand. Sometimes you get key people in defensive positions or an O-line someplace, you get the next guy coming up. It's great to step up, but it's still not the first line guy. So it'll be interesting. You know, USC leads the nation in sacks, so Altmyer will be under a barrage of people. So we'll see what the O-line does. If the O-line steps up, it'll be okay.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we'll catch you next week. Have a good week. Okay. We'll talk to you next week on the Saturday Sports Connection.
All right. Have a great
day. WITY Denver.